الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين أحمد ربي وأستغفره وأتوب إليه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وآله وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the consciousness, the fear, and the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For it is through the taqwa of Allah that we rise up and we will never be abased. Beloved Muslims, indeed in life we have certain values. Our lives are based upon certain principles. And from the greatest of these principles, of these values, is ar-rahma, mercy, love, compassion, forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made this quality inherent in human nature. And He has also made it a means of showing the great character of the noble ones. It is a quality that noble people are known by, rahma, mercy, love, forgiveness. In fact, in a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created rahma, mercy, in 100 parts. And from those 100 parts, He sent one part down into the dunya, into the world. And by that one part, all of the creatures of this world, they show mercy to one another. The mother horse, she lifts her foot when feeding her baby, so she doesn't trample it, out of this mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the remaining 99 parts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved it for the day of judgment. He has kept 99 parts of His mercy and love for the Yawm al-Qiyamah. The hadith is narrated by Bukhari. Fellow Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is Ar-Rahman, the Merciful One. It is one of His qualities. He shows mercy and love in a way that suits His majesty. This mercy is a perfect quality by which the powerful, they show kindness to the weak. Rahma is embodied when a powerful person or someone of great power uses mercy and kindness towards those who are weak. Although rahma and mercy and love is inherent in the human nature, Islam came to encourage mercy and love. Islam came to affirm and to establish the principles of love and mercy and forgiveness and justice and truth and uprightness and forgiving. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam encourages Muslims to have mercy towards one another. Islam encourages us, and its injunctions and its laws teach us to actualize mercy as well as justice and peace. And importantly, Islam emphasizes abolishing false objects of worship and worshipping Allah alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, addressing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you except as a mercy to all of the worlds. لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Also, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only show mercy to those who show mercy to others. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, show mercy to those on earth, and the one in the heavens will show mercy to you. The hadith is narrated by Abu Dawood. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah will not show His mercy to those who do not show mercy to others. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam, it teaches Muslims to show mercy to one another, to show mercy to each other in society. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, he who does not respect our elders and show mercy to our young is not from us. Narrated by Ahmad. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, mercy and compassion is not removed from the heart of a person except that he is a wretched person. A person who is deprived of mercy and compassion, he is wretched. Narrated by Abu Dawood. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, not only does Islam teach that we should show mercy to human beings, but in fact, Islam commands Muslims to show mercy to animals, to even animals. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking in a garden in Medina that belonged to an Ansari man, a people from the people of Medina, and he came across a camel, and the camel, he was moaning or groaning out of pain, and it had suffering in its eyes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wiped the tears of the camel. And then he called out and he said, where is the owner of this camel? When the man came, he said to the man, fear Allah with regards to this animal, because it has complained to me that you do not feed it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, fear Allah in this animal that Allah has given you possession of. It has complained to me that you starve this animal. And so he criticized a man, a Sahabi, an Ansari man, for not treating an animal humanely and with compassion by starving the animal. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade taking an animal as a target, as an object of target practice. He said in a hadith, whoever takes a sparrow's life without reason, it will testify against him on the Day of Judgment and say, why have you killed me? The sparrow will cry out to Allah and say, oh Lord, this person killed me without right. A sparrow, a little bird. This hadith is narrated by Nasa'i. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam also enjoins us to show compassion and mercy to the non-Muslims. Mercifulness in Islam teaches us to treat the non-Muslims in kindness and with justice, and forbids us from wronging them. The Prophet ﷺ, in numerous ahadith, he speaks about the right of the non-Muslim citizen. In one hadith he says, certainly Allah will punish those who torment others in this world. Harming a non-Muslim is prohibited in Islam. Beloved Muslims, mankind, humanity is in need of learning these noble Islamic values. The value of compassion and rahmah. How dire is the need for mankind to realize the need to have compassion for those suffering, the elderly, the children whose cries are not heard. In this age when the voices of arrogance and power are heard, and the mercy, the weak, their voices go unheard, it is of more importance to emphasize mercy and rahmah and forgiveness. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, in this age where people only hear the language of power and force and arrogance, we must embody the spirit of mercy. Allah says, O you who believe, ittaqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and say a straight and upright word. Do not swerve, but stay upright. Allah will rectify your affairs and forgive your sins. Brothers and sisters in Islam, part of the rahmah and our religion is that no man is held accountable for the sins of another. La taziru waziratun wizra ukhra. No person will be held to account for the sins or the wrong doing of another. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I am sure that all of you are familiar with the events that have happened in Boston of some youths who took the life of innocent people and exploded bombs in civilian areas. What does Islam say about this situation? Islam, it teaches us that people must follow the law of Allah and not follow their whims and anger. Islam teaches us that we must follow knowledge and the teachings and principles and noble character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all situations, and that one must not give in to their anger and their whims. They must obey Allah. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, any person who acts, they must first seek knowledge. They must do their actions in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and not act out of ignorance. They must not ignore the teachings of our ulama and isolate themselves and follow their own whims and desires. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sternly forbade a person betraying their neighbors. He said, I swear by Allah he does not believe. I swear by Allah he does not believe. I swear by Allah he does not believe. The third time the Sahaba asked, who is that, O Messenger of Allah? He said, the one whose neighbor does not feel safe from his harm. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he once found the body of a woman who was killed in a battle. And he says, and he narrates that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, or he forbade the killing of women. The hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. Ibn Umar says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade the killing of women and children. As a principle, Islam forbids the killing of civilians. As a principle, Islam prohibits targeting innocent women, children, and others. This is even in a time of war between the Muslims and the disbelievers. Disbelieving in Islam is not a justification in and of itself for killing another person. Disbelief, kufr, by itself is not an excuse to harm a person or kill another person. The Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba, they left guidelines and advice to protect the weak and the bystanders at the time of a war, if there were to be a war. He said to be considerate of them. In Abu Dawood, it's narrated by Rabah, with an authentic chain of narrators, that we were with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one of the battles, and people had gathered around a body. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a man to see what was happening. And he returned and he said that there was a body of a woman who was killed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called for the leader of the battle, Khalid ibn al-Walid. And he told the people, he told the messenger to tell Khalid ibn al-Walid not to kill women and children. In another hadith, he said, tell Khalid not to kill women and laborers. Laborers are workers who are not directly involved in the battle, even if they are present during the fighting. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Abu Dawood narrates that Anas ibn Malik said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he prepared the troops to go forward, he told them, go forward in the name of Allah, and do not kill an elderly person, and do not kill a child, nor a woman, and do not exceed the bounds. Do not exceed the bounds. In the Muwatta of Imam Malik, Yahya ibn Sa'id, he says that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he sent the army to Syria, he would give them words of encouragement. He walked alongside Yazid and he said, you are going to find people who are devoted to worship, leave them alone. It is also important, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, to remember that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was stoned in Taif and his sandals were filled with blood, the people expelled him from the land. And when the angels came and asked, do you want us to crush the people between the mountains? The Prophet ﷺ refused, saying, perhaps their children will become Muslim. Even though the punishment would have been from Allah, the Prophet ﷺ refused. Today we call people to Islam. The job for Muslims in this society is to convey the message of Tawheed, to call them to the oneness of Allah. It is a failure if we do not do this. We must do it at one time, or we must do it if it is not being done. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, public places, whether they are restaurants or airports or other places of gathering, are open territories where Muslims and non-Muslims gather. It is not allowed to target them even in a time of war. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, when a Muslim enters a foreign country, even if that country is at war with Islam, and they enter with a permission from the ruler, they are not allowed to harm the people of that land under any circumstances. They are not allowed to take their wealth wrongfully. They are called mustatman. They have an ahad, they have a contract to give security to the people of that land. Again, I remind myself and all of us and the rest of society that they should not blame all Muslims for the actions of a few. If they were to do that, then would they blame all Christians for the actions of Timothy McVeigh? A Christian who killed hundreds of people and bombed them? Do they blame all the Christians for that? So then they should not paint with a brush all Muslims for the actions of a misguided few or some youth who acted in their emotions and not following the law of Allah. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اتقوا الله. Be mindful of Allah and obey His commandments. Again, I remind myself and all of you that it is not appropriate for any Muslim to follow their whims, to follow their anger, to follow their emotions, the ahwa. We must all follow the commandments of Allah, the law of Allah, the laws of God. I also remind all of us that any Muslim should ask and seek knowledge before they act in any manner. Any act of worship is invalid without knowledge. If someone prays without wudu or a mistake in their wudu, their prayer is invalid. Therefore, any Muslim must seek knowledge and not act based on their feelings and desires. And finally, I remind all of us about the danger of the media and the unjust accusations where they attempt to instigate hatred against Muslims and instigate false propaganda against Islam. This mischievous act is done with the attempt of giving Islam a bad name. Our advice to all people in journalism or other people of influence is that they come to their senses, that they use their rational mind and refrain from speaking ill against people, against Muslims in Islam. They have something called ethics of journalism, which means that they do not slander a group of people because of the actions of an individual. And I advise myself and all of you, in times of tribulation, in difficult times like this, that we avoid backbiting, slandering other Muslims, speaking ill of one another or of our scholars and our leaders. We must come together. We must be upright and we must assist one another to stay on our faith. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ردا جميلا. اللهم نعوذ بك من منكرات الأهواء، اللهم نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم اشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم نسألك ربنا أن تقبل منا واغفر لنا وارحمنا يا رحمن الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ارحمنا يا رحمن. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم نعوذ بك من منكرات الأخلاق. اللهم اهدنا إلى أحسن الأخلاق. صلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
اللهم اصلح استوى تبينوا يرحمني ويرحمكم الله. Please straighten the line and close the gaps. استوى. الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربك الحمد لله.
الله أكبر سبحان الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج من نار فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان